Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead and start with Samuel 21 via audio while we wait
okay.
for others to join in.
All right.
First Samuel 21. Then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David and said unto him, Why art thou alone, and no man with thee? And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, The king hath commanded me a business, and hath said to me, Let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee. And I have appointed my servants to such and such a place. Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what there is present. And the priest answered David and said, There is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hallowed bread, if the young men have kept themselves at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, Of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out. And the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it was sanctified this day in the vessel. So the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread that was taken from before the Lord, to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day detained before the Lord, and his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen that belonged to Saul. And David said unto Ahimelech, And is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. And the priest said, The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here. And David said, There is none like that, give it me. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, ye see the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?
Amen. Amen.
Hi, and welcome to this gratitude lesson.
Amen, amen. Thank
amen.
You for that reading out of Samuel 21, Auntie Carrie. Welcome back. Okay, I'll go ahead and do a roll call. Sorry, having a hard time finding a pencil that works. Okay, I have Hubert, Mom, Angela, Daniel, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie and myself. Am I correct?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
And welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Father God, we thank you for bringing us together again to give you honor and to praise your name. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. And for everyone, we bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Day of the Lord does not have to be a day of gloom and destruction. For it will be joy and peace to those who know and love you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God has been so good to us. Every day, time of glory, the Lord today. And thanks for everyone that on the line, and hope and pray that we'll get something from today's lesson. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Mom. Angela, can you take it from here? Because I don't have that information.
We're going to play You Know My Name by Bob Leonard. And that was at the request of Auntie Dot, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'll be
Praise God, praise God. The call dropped, guys, so if you're wondering what happened. So they having a little technical difficulty.
Okay, amen.
Okay.
Uno Bello, Cincinnati. You were
the phone dropped. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I informed everyone already.
Oh.
Okay. Well, praise God. I love that song. You know my name.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that recording, Angela, of Tasha Cobb, You Know My Name. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the first part of our program. I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Jeremiah 33. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Come unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. For thus said the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of this city, concerning the house of king of Judah, which are thrown down by the mount and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is filled them with dead bodies of men whom I have slain in my anger, in my fury. And for all those wickedness, I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will call the captives of the Judah and the captives of Israel to return and rebuild them as the first. I will clean them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquity. Amen. I need to take this call. I come back.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Jeremiah 33. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Strangers are attacking me. Ruthless men seek my life. Men without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustained me. Let evil recall on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms 54. We did have another caller to call in. Auntie Marie?
Ma'am, I'm here.
Amen. Good evening.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Hubert, for the reading out of Psalms 54. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to come out of Colossians.
Hello.
I'm going to start at verse 5. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joined and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And mainly in Colossians, is that right? Paul is addressing baptized people that have accepted Christ. So we have to be careful not to allow worldly matters to interfere with our heavenly mindset that we should be coming upon as we walk and talk like Christ. Our lives will be moved. And we should be reflective of Christ so others can see him in us. We are, I can read my writing. We are living and breathing all the epistles of God. So how we talk and how we walk, we have to remain focused on, we have to remove the focus on the worldly things and focus on the heavenly things. Again, being heavenly minded. So let's seek the things above we should have, and we should have a priority on those things for our eternal life in heaven. The good news is the gospel. It's food that we can plant a seed, and that seed will be dropped and rooted deeply, and then strong roots will grow. Heavenly mindset changes our focus. Remove convictions and remove anxieties and worries, because you can trust in the Lord. He will take care of you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Colossians, and for the lesson that we really need to be reminded of daily, that we need to focus on heavenly things and not the worldly things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the red book.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit, ask you to fill each of us with all of the fruit of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meek, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus, the holy name, I ask you to fill us, everyone, praying for today with your Holy Ghost, anointing, and power. Cover us with your presence, your anointing, your power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next I have Auntie Marie. Welcome back, first of all. We miss you.
Amen.
Okay, I'm doing quite a bit, so.
All right.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And not as my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Psalms 23. Next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Jeremiah 9, chapter 7 through 25. Boast in God. The prophet Jeremiah's message to Israel is fresh bread for today, Christian. In Jeremiah 9, the prophet showed us that we should boast only in knowing God. He tells what we may not depend upon in the day of trouble and the stress. Let not the wise person, the powerful person, or the rich person think to escape the common calamity by their wisdom, might, and money, for none is sufficient in the day of trouble. Save Jesus Christ. To boast, vulnerable, or brag means to express concern about oneself or one accomplishment. All three words suggest express pride, and all three are totally out of line with Christian character. Rather, the Christian ought to follow the example of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord. The poorest person who understand and know the Lord, who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, is wise, mighty, and rich than all who trust in the boast of themselves. In 1707, notice, hymnological Isaiah Watt wrote these words, "When I survive the wonderful cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my righteous gain, I count but loss and more contempt to all my pride." And in 1869, Frances Jane Vance Antelope penned it in her famous hymn of falling words, "Jesus, keep me never cross. Be my glory ever till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river." The cross remind every Christian that we should boast in God who sent Jesus to atone for the sin of the world. The cross should keep us humble with hearts that are too full of thanksgiving to have room for boasting in our own accomplishment. Lord, I will give you all the glory, all the praise for your steadfast love and faithfulness to me and to us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, Jeremiah. They actually have a song near the cross. Maybe we can look that up and play that one day.
Amen.
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 Okay, next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'd like to say hello to everybody and tell everybody you and yours, I said, hey. And it's a blessing to go to sleep. You know you're going to wake up and say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Daniel, for sharing that greeting and that blessing with us tonight. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm listening to you rest of the night, okay?
Okay.
Did you hear me?
What you say now?
I'm listening the rest of the night.
Oh,
don't call me no more.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Your phone was in and out. I heard tonight.
No, your radio phone. Everybody heard. You got a few fired in the way because DJ didn't have a pen today. What you do to your students when they don't bring their pencil to school?
What?
What you do to your kids when they don't have their pencil? You can't be programmed with no pencil.
I have extra, but we good. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. First of all, is there anyone I need to add or take off the list?
Tangie. Tangie asked us to put her in prayer.
Tangie. Okay. I pray that I didn't miss anyone, but everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay your healing hands upon Auntie Wileen, Kamisha, Sylvia, Carolyn, Trey, Stephanie, Joseph, Daniel, Uncle Dave, Uncle Jane, Sister Shirley, Hazel, and Tangie, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but they stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we come before you today seeking healing in the mind and in the body. But we know by your stripes we are healed. But we thank you, Father God, for being a God of deliverance. For you deliver us from illness, diseases. And Father God, we ask that you renew our mind and hearts to be more like Jesus. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached the part of birthday celebration, the week of August 15th through the 21st.
All righty, we got a handful here. We have Dominique Flappy on today, 8:15. We have Pizzazz and Sage on the 16th. Is that correct, Auntie Carrie?
Yeah, Pierre.
Pierre. I got my correction. Pierre. On the 15th, and we have Sister Frida on the 17th.
Right.
I have Anna on the 20th. And looks like that's all that I have. Are there any others? Saturday. I'm going to come first. Oh, yes. And then to acknowledge Mr. Gentle Bonner, his birthday would have been on Saturday, August the 21st.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I actually have, I'm sorry.
I'm messing with mom when she kept telling me, baby, put baby on there. I said, you still on your
All right.
Okay, actually I have Sister Angela down to sing the birthday song for us tonight.
Oh, God, I'm feeling my voice back. Oh, Lord, I don't know what it's going to sound like. All righty, happy birthday to you. I can't sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Thank you for that birthday song, Sister Angela. Okay, all right. We have made it to the part where we share more Bible verses, or we have a praise, support, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start with Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 18:1-5. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrow of death compassion me, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrow of hell compassed me about. The snare of death prevented me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And I have to say that I had chosen Psalms 18 to read tonight, but I have learned. I have learned in the past to always have a backup.
2 weeks in a row, my friend.
Huh?
After 2 weeks in a row.
I know. You had the one I had for last week, and then I think I had the one I had for this week, Psalms 18. God is just so good. It's just the way he works through us and with us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me?
That letter. And now he gets on that letter. You good? Oh,
okay. I think Uncle Daniel trying to say something. He's just a listener though. But go ahead, Daniel.
You might be sister. You might be doing that on purpose, picking out
what?
Somebody else on your reading.
I did have it, Psalms 18, 1 through 3.
Okay, you believe me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did have Psalms 18, 1 through 3 to read tonight, but I have a backup. All right. Daddy, I'm officially making you a listener now. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, a song you would like to share with the group tonight? Brother Huber.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming out the red book. Heavenly Father, I declare that we dwell in your secret place and we abide under your shadow. I declare that you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our habitation. Therefore, no demon, devil, fallen angel, principality, rulers of darkness, power, spiritual wickedness, Satan, or those under him shall befall us. Neither shall any plague, flu, virus, cancer, disease, headache, cold, or poverty come near our dwelling. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But it will not, shall not, and cannot come near our dwelling. Because I now apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our hearts. You have given your angel charge over us to keep us in all your ways. Lest we dash our foot against a stone. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Because we have set our love upon you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next I have Auntie Marie. Is there a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or another Bible verse you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the Red Prayer Book, too.
Amen.
Face to face, I long to see you, Lord, as I wait here all alone. This world forgotten, vain and empty as I bow before your throne. I reach as far as I can, Lord, and I know you will meet me there. And let me look upon your beauty in this solitude of prayer. There is no pretending here in your presence, my heart transparent before your eyes. I yield my way this earthly vessel to my Lord God, only wise. You are pure and holy, crowned with glory. Oh, then I could reach through time and space, for I long to be near you always, to behold you face to face. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of the Red Prayer Book. The Red Prayer Book is really popular tonight. Amen. Okay, next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or Bible verse you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm just going to read one verse in Ephesians 5:1-2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good pleasure and the perfect will. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Ephesians 5. Next I have, I'll go next. And let's see if I can find my backup here. Okay, I have a poem that I would like to share with the group tonight. T-Dot already shared Psalms 18. My poem is called I Turn to Jesus.
Amen.
Sometime I get discouraged and a tear comes to my eyes. Sometimes life doesn't seem fair and I can't understand why. Sometime I want to give up when things aren't going right. Sometime it seems like a waste of time, not really worth the fight. At those times, or when I turn to Jesus, He listened to my prayers, and suddenly the way is easier, the problem not so hard to bear. He is a comfort when the way is rough. Though his words I find relief, I'm reminded that he is always near. On his name I have believed. He doesn't promise earthly treasure. If we follow in his way, he does promise to fulfill our needs each and every day. So let me walk a little closer, Lord. I know you love me so. When promises are overwhelming, I have a friend who knows Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even Bible verse you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share another reading from one of my daily things I receive from my pastor. A person and character show, let me start. A person's character is shown through their action in life, not where they sit on Sunday. Rudeness is a weak person, imitation of script. Never respond to rudeness. When people are rude to you, they reveal to who they are and not who you are. Do not take it personally. Just be silent. A real mark of maturity is the ability to remain pleasant when others are not. We have to be strong but not rude. Be kind but not weak. Be bold but not bully. Be thoughtful but not lazy. Be humble but not timid. Proud, not arrogant. Have humor but not folly. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we need that read daily.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing your daily reading with us, Auntie Carrie. Is very touching and very meaningful.
Sometimes we hear with us. That
amen.
Yeah. Well, I have not a testimony, but I have something to talk about. Napoleon's mother-in-law passed last week, and his wife was taking it very hard, and so she was a little cold. She'd been a little cold toward me for some time, and so today I made dinner and took it up there for them and their family. And she called and thanked me, but I didn't see her, but she wasn't home. But when I left and she called and thanked me tonight, that's why I said I had to answer the phone.
Praise
God.
Amen.
And that just goes right in with the daily reading that you had, too.
I wasn't moved. I just went and I told Napoleon I cooked a meal for them. And he told me to do it for Sunday, and I did. And she called and thanked me, so I know it had to be the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah.
Was it normal death, natural death, or was it COVID?
It was probably natural death. She had been ill for some time. She had transplant and all of that stuff, so.
Okay.
But they've been having, they had three deaths in 2 weeks. So the family really grieving. Yes. Her sister passed and her cousin passed.
The weight on them is very heavy.
Yeah, and so her heart is very heavy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us, Auntie Carrie.
Yes. You've always good to be shared.
I'm sorry. What you say now?
I said good news should be shared, not all that bad stuff.
Well, you did both. You started out with good news with the daily reading, and then the sorrow, and then you came back with good news where she returned the call to you.
Yeah, God blessed me to bless others. He didn't bless me just to be selfish.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Sister Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verse you would like to share with the group tonight?
I do want to thank everyone for your prayers for my daughter. She's doing much better, thank you, Jesus. And I just want to let you guys know.
Amen.
I do have a poem, and the title of my poem is Praise, P-R-A-I-S-E. When we praise God and give him all we are, he gives us this in return. For P, he sees us as a princess. When we praise God and understand he is the King of Kings and he is our Father, we learn to see ourselves as we really are. R, he sees us in a robe of righteousness. When we praise God and accept the price, a new wardrobe of purity. A, he sees us with acceptance. God loves us more than we can possibly grasp, and he accepts us for who we are. He sees us as invaluable. We are worth more than rubies. We are unique and irreplaceable. Sees us with strength. As we praise him, his Holy Spirit gives us strength to face the day. He sees us with excellence. As we look to him with love, he gives us the reason to do our best. Praise is beginning a breakthrough. Let it always be on your lips and in your heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that poem and for breaking down the word praise. Amen. Amen. Okay, is there look like I'm at the part where we assign parts for next week. I have 1 Samuel 22. Any takers for that? Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot? Auntie Carrie just dropped.
I take it.
Auntie Dot. Okay. I have an opening for the opening prayer, blessing the prayer line. Do I have a taker for that? Anyone would like to do the opening prayer next week?
I do it.
Who is that?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Thank you. Amen. And I have an opening for the closing prayer. Anyone want to take on the closing prayer for next week?
All the red
okay.
books y'all got.
Who's that?
I'm sorry.
I saw all the red books they got.
Oh, I know.
And they quiet.
All of them got the red books.
You're right. So, Angela, I'll be your closer. I do the closing prayer for next week for you. I'll pull out my red prayer book, too. Praise God. Okay. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer?
I just think that we should put a prayer in for people. It seems like she's talking like she want to go backwards and go and fall. So we just pray. Okay?
We didn't get the name. Who did you say?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty? Okay, so we need to lift her up in prayer. Okay, all right. Thank you for sharing that information with us, Mother May. Excuse me. Now we have come to the part of the closing prayer, which will be led by Brother Hubert. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, I come boldly to the throne of grace, praying for all men. I pray that your kingdom come, your will be done over our families. I ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our will. I ask you to make us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. I stand on your promise that the children will prophesy, intercede in the spirit that our family are saved by faith. Help each of us to keep a pure heart. Keep us in remembrance of your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. I take the shield of faith and cover our families and churches. For you will bless the righteous with favor and protect us, surrounding us with your shield. And Lord, you woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind. And I just want to thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful closing prayer, Brother Hubert. The next song is by Hezekiah Walker. The title is God Favor Me.
God favors me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your hate, that your hate can't do nothing for you.
God is patient, caring, love is God.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most.
When it's in you, I'm
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
lose a connection there, Harry.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
God favored me. Amen. Well, amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. I'm sorry, someone speaking?
Keep going back to living.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family would like to thank everyone for joining us and for sharing the good news. And Father God, help us to be doers of your words and not just a speaker of your words. My wish for everyone is to have a safe and blessed week. Keep God first. God loves you and so do we. We love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you all. And good night. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Wishing everyone a blessed week from the Nellum family. We love you all. Be kind to someone today or this week. Let's say this week. Be kind to someone this week. God is about love, nothing else. No gray areas. All about love. And we need to spread that even more today than ever before. God bless America. God bless everyone, every living creature on this earth. I plead the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, from the Nellum families, we love you. Good night.